Hey guys, it's Robbie here from the Big Red Express. Hope you guys are doing well. I'm doing great. I'm excited to talk with you guys about what is going on in the life of the Big Red Express. I am fresh off, I think, 5 weekends in a row where I had events. It started with the U.S. Championships for functional fitness back at the beginning of September. This past weekend, I had the M&M competition down in the Outer Banks, so a great time. And I got a weekend off, but things are about to kick off even more. I got 3 straight weeks of events between the World Championships for the IF3. I've got Superfit Bel Air up in Bel Air, Maryland. And, of course, I'm going to be going to CrossFit Lorton for their Fall Brawl. Just actually made that happen this weekend, so excited to be a part of that event as well. But guys, before we get started into this open, and we're just going to briefly talk about what things are going on, we've got a great show for you guys. I chatted with Noah Olsen fresh off his team series win. We're going to talk about how difficult it was for him and Travis Mayer to actually get all the workouts done in the team series. He was traveling all over the world, so we talk about that. We talk about his fundraiser that him and Alex Anderson and X-Works put together for Houston to kind of aid that cause and what he's got going on down the road. And we actually talked to him. We actually got the first word that he was going to be a part of Team USA before it was announced. Obviously, those teams have been announced, and we're going to discuss those there in just a moment. But it was kind of cool to get that inside scoop before he before they even drop the names, but obviously coming out, and you'll hear that toward the end of the interview. But man, guys, it's been such a great week for myself, for the Big Red Express. Head on over to iTunes or Stitcher, press that subscribe button, press the follow button so you can get every single episode delivered to your smartphone, your Android, your Apple device for absolutely free. This podcast is free for you guys. I don't make any money off of it, and I hope you guys know that I love putting these episodes out for you guys. If you guys didn't know already, but in 3 days, on Saturday, it is actually our 3-year anniversary of the first episode of the podcast. That's right. October 14th, 2014 is when we started this great Big Red Express podcast. It really started on the way to work when I back worked at the Y 3 years ago. But man, it has been so fun to talk to some of the biggest names in the podcast world, some of the biggest names in the CrossFit world, and really just relay those to you. I hope you guys have enjoyed the last 3 years. I know I have, and I hope we have 3 more years of great success and all that stuff. But next week is going to be our special 3-year anniversary show. And it's going to be with none other than returning guest and one of the top names in entertainment today. She's also one of the top names in fitness today, Christmas Abbott. That's right. We talked to Christmas about a couple years ago when we were down at regionals for the first time in Atlanta. And now we are going to have her back on. We're going to be talking about Big Brother a little bit. We're going to be talking about fitness, how she's doing with her foot injury, and much, much more. But excited to bring that with you guys. You guys will not want to miss that out. That's coming up next Wednesday. Don't forget, all of our episodes drop every single Wednesday at 11 a.m. every Wednesday. So make sure you guys go over there, press the subscribe button so you do not miss our conversation with Christmas Abbott. Man, it is a good one. Let me tell you, it's something you're not going to want to miss. And who doesn't want to hear about Christmas Abbott post Big Brother? If you guys have followed that, I know that I watched it this year probably more than any other year, specifically because Christmas Abbott was on. And so it's very cool to get someone in the CrossFit universe and the fitness universe to be on a mainstream show like that and to get some great, great publicity for not only the sport of CrossFit, but for herself. She has worked so hard with everything she has been able to accomplish. So that's going to be next week on the podcast. Excited. It's going to be our 3-year anniversary podcast. We're going to try to make it a good show, maybe a little bit longer show. Today's going to be a little bit longer. We're going to have a little open. I'm going to talk about a little bit about the Ricky Garrard situation, my thoughts. But then, of course, we're going to preview, have been announced. We're going to talk over those a little bit, and then we're going to get right into the interview and our conversation with Noah Olsen. But guys, I wanted to do a bonus episode last week, just really a long, elongated episode on this whole Ricky Garrard situation. But the more I thought about it, the more I was like, you know what? It's not my place to come out and give a long, drawn-out statement. I'm not an athlete. I'm not someone that is at the top of the CrossFit Games universe. I'm not one that's directly affected by this. And so I thought it was very cool just as some of the statements that were brought up. Patrick Vellina released. A lot of athletes released a statement. And one of the statements that I thought rang very true was the one that Thuri Helgadottir, and I posted on our Instagram, big_red_express. And part of her statement was, if you know people cheating, name some names, contact HQ with your info and do your part in upholding the integrity of the sport. Don't make us all look questionable in order to make yourself look better. And I agree with her. I think it was a very kind of shallow move for him to say, hey, I've seen people do it, and I've seen people get away from it. I know that Sean Woodland had an interview with the GM of the CrossFit Games. We'll post that conversation in our show notes if you guys want to check that out, listen to that full. We're not going to get into full details of that interview, but some of the things that, you know what, the only thing that the GM said, I believe his name Justin Berger, said was, you know, they don't hide any of the results, and obviously we hope not. We can't come, and I'm not attacking anyone. The only person I'm saying that they need to come out with some names is Ricky Garrard. Ricky Garrard said by him, like, in that statement that he said was, hey, this is, you know, I've seen people do it and get away from it and get away with it. So it's kind of hard for me to get popped and not be upset. You know, you can listen to that full interview with Sean Woodland and the GM of the CrossFit Games in our show notes if you guys want to check that out in full version. But some very interesting statements that I thought that were addressed, and I think it was the right interview and the right kind of outlet to do it, especially with everything going on lately. But yeah, so that's kind of my thoughts on that. Do I think he should come out and say some names? Yes. Legally, does CrossFit have, and I just learned this past week, that apparently CrossFit has the right legally to withhold any names of people doing anything, and they don't have to release all the information from drug tests that they are given and that they give on a yearly basis. So the fine print's a little bit crazy there, but it brings up some interesting points, but it's right there in the fine print. And it's obviously easy for anyone to go see and check out. Guys, the CrossFit Invitational workouts, or not workouts, but the CrossFit Invitational teams have been announced for Team Europe. We got Annie Thor's daughter, Sarah Sigmund's daughter, Bjorg van Carl Gudmundsen, and Jason Smith. I think Jason Smith was a surprise in there. He's not from Europe. He's from South Africa. But I think he had a great CrossFit Games. He finished extremely well. He finished 11th at the Games. This was his first Games appearance, and for being a rookie, he was one of the top rookies. He was right there in the top 10, top 5, pretty much all weekend long. It was weird seeing his name and right next to Ben Smith's name and really them going back and forth. I believe Samantha Briggs is going to be the coach of Team Europe, so obviously returning to her coaching duties. We've got Team Canada, led by Camila Blanc-Bazinet as their coach, Alessandra Pacelli. We got Caroline Reason-Tebow. We've got Brent Fikowski, and of course, Patrick Vellner. All four of those athletes very well, very strong on the men's side, not as strong on the women's side, but both of those athletes on the women's side got top 15 finishes at the CrossFit Games. So nothing against either of those athletes. They're going to be a very, very good team as well. Then, of course, led by CrossFit Fort Vancouver team member Adam Knifer, we've got Tanel Reed Burialian. We've got who finished sixth at the Games this year. We have got Kari Pierce coming back to Team USA. We've got Noah Olsen making his first ever invitational appearance. He finished fourth this past year at the CrossFit Games. And, of course, we got Scott Panchik, and who is making his first invitational. He's been to the game six times. He finished sixth this year. So a very, very good finish for Scott Panchik. He's coming off a second place finish in the team series, which Noah Olsen touches on just slightly. And then, of course, for Team Pacific, obviously a lot of controversy has been going around about the people from Team Pacific, but mainly Ricky Garrard, as he would have been on this team before all this controversy struck. But we got James Newberry, we got Rob Forte, we've got Tia Claire Toomey, and, of course, rounding out the home team, we got Cara Webb, and their coach is James Newberry. So I think it's very, very good. And you know what? I'm excited to see this. Very weak on the men's side. You know, their athletes, their men's side has finishes were 25th and 26th. But the women, they got the two fittest women in the world right now. And I think that's going to be, you know, they were going to have the two fittest women in the world for years to come. I don't think Tia Claire Toomey or Cara Webb are going to give those titles up anytime soon. I could see us, you know, back and forth with Tia Claire Toomey and Cara Webb over the next couple of years. That's your invitational roster. I'm excited to, I think that thing kicks off in November. So I'm excited to watch that and kind of give you guys updates along the way. It's going to be hard because it's in Australia. Obviously, the time change is a little bit different than what we are used to here. But nonetheless, guys, enough of me flabbing my gums. I know this, I've gone a little bit long in this open, but man, I think it's worth it. We got a big interview coming up this week. It is with Noah Olsen. We talk about everything under the moon. We talk about everything in France that he's been going through, his help for Houston, and much, much more. Here is my conversation with your team series champion for the male division. We've got our fourth place finisher at the CrossFit Games and former guest, Noah Olsen. Enjoy. Hey guys, welcome back to the Big Red Express. Joining me on the phone right now, Noah Olsen. He's been on the podcast before. We're glad to have him back. Noah, how's it going? I know it's been a crazy busy month for you. How are things going?
Everything's amazing, man. Life is so good right now. Maybe the best ever. And hopefully only continuing to get better. So I'm happy.
Talk to us about your trip to France. I know you went out there for an event and things like that. How'd that go? And how was the experience across the sea?
I did, man. It was awesome. I'm lucky enough that these guys over there in France and Nice host a competition called the Alpha Games, and they decided that they wanted to bring me out there to kind of just be a part of the event, and I was able to bring my girlfriend out and kind of do it alongside of some of our really good friends, Guido and Virginia Trinidad. So we had a blast over there. We started off in France and then just kind of worked our way down the coast of France until we got to Barcelona, Spain, did a little bit of vacation, a little bit of work, doing some seminars at different gyms, some Ramwad all over the place. So it was a fun time.
How is that, you know, being a part of the CrossFit, you know, universe? You get to meet different people, you get to go different places, you know, you really get to travel all around the world. How is that experience, not just for you, but for, you know, for Guido and for his wife, and then for you and your girlfriend and things like that? How is that experience, you know, just being able to go overseas and meeting people, not just from the United States, but from other countries as well?
Yeah, it's so cool, man. I mean, everybody that's in this position, I would hope, would say it, but we're so lucky that we have the opportunity to do things like this. Not everybody can get paid to go travel around another country and meet a lot of cool people. So super, super happy and lucky that I'm able to do that. And I mean, it's cool to see that the CrossFit community doesn't change too much from country to country, because every gym that we went to, same vibe. Everybody's super cool, really into fitness, very friendly, and just kind of eager to learn and throw down.
Well, what's it kind of like with your experience and just everything that you've gone through, you know, since starting CrossFit so many years ago? And talk to us about the change, not only in your life, but really in the lives of the people around you. And talk to us on top of that, talk to us about your relationship with Guido and his wife and his family. Talk to us about, you know, Peak 360, and we'll go in, you know, in just a little bit about the fundraiser that you and Travis Mayer did for Houston and all that stuff. But talk to us about your journey, really, from when you started to when you met Guido and with the Peak 360 crew.
Yeah, no, that's been awesome, too. So that started off just about 8 years ago. I kind of stumbled upon CrossFit, and Peak 360 was the first gym that I had ever been to. And I did my first workout there and just kind of slowly worked my way into Guido's training crew. And it's been 7 years of just hanging out and training alongside Guido and getting to compete with him. We finally got to compete together at the games this year. He was in the 35 plus division and I was there in the open division. So that was a dream of ours. That was very cool to experience together. But it's cool, man, that everything has progressed from just taking classes over there to becoming really, I mean, I guess you can say a professional athlete, and now having the opportunities to travel around the world doing this stuff.
Kind of piggybacking on that, how important has Guido been to your CrossFit career? I know he's a big part of a lot of people's, you know, CrossFit story down at Peak 360 and really in the Miami area, especially with, you know, Wodapalooza and everything that he's been able to do, not just with Peak 360, but really put on one of the top CrossFit events outside of the CrossFit games during the CrossFit, you know, I guess off season, right before the CrossFit game season. But how important is Guido been to your life, and kind of, do you have any cool stories that you can tell about Guido and you know, kind of what he's meant to you?
For sure. Yeah, Guido is the man. Anybody that knows him knows that he's just a really good dude. And
yeah,
kind of a cool thing that we were doing, and it was his idea while we were doing these seminars in Europe, when we would introduce ourselves to the group, we actually introduced each other. So he started off kind of giving his take on me as a person and an athlete and all that, and I was able to do the same for him. So basically what I was saying to everybody when I would introduce Guido is that he's been a huge part of my life since I've met him, in number one, just kind of introducing me to the CrossFit world. And
right,
he took me under his wing. I kind of forced myself under his wing a little bit at the beginning, but he's been awesome in developing me as an athlete. And then honestly, as a person, just getting to kind of shadow him around as a business owner, as a coach, as now being able to see him be a husband and a father. He's just a really, really good role model for me all around, and has just kind of taught me to always have a big old smile on my face, be friendly to people, and share my passions with the world. So I owe that guy a whole lot, and I'm very thankful to have him in my life. And on top of that, I think the CrossFit community, like you said, is lucky to have him as an ambassador, as an athlete, as somebody that's created it is the number one competition in my eyes outside of the CrossFit Games, just in terms of the scale of the event and how they do it. They just created something from scratch that nobody else has done thus far. So I think he's had a really solid impact there. And like you said, in the South Florida community, he's also started a meal service company called Perfect Fuel. So he's impacting people's lives that way.
Right.
Impacting people through Peak 360. He's basically just, like I said before, he's the man.
Talk to us about something that you and Travis Mayer came up with just about a month ago. When the hurricane, I mean, it's been a crazy season just in terms of the weather, all the hurricanes. I know that you guys down there were affected in Miami. But once that the big hurricane hit in Houston, you and Travis Mayer kind of formed together and did some raffles, teamed together with some CrossFit Games athletes. Talk to us about the mindset of you guys going into that. I know it reached a whole new, you know, the whole new CrossFit community, not just in the United States, but all over the world. Talk to us about that inspiration. Whose idea was it to come up and to raise money for that cause?
Yeah. Actually, Travis did contribute to the raffle and had his jersey up there, but it was myself and Alex Anderson that hosted
Alex, that's right. That's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all good. And it was actually, to be honest, the guy that owns the supplement company X-Works, his name is Mike Cole. He's a really good dude as well. He was the one that had the idea and asked if Alex and I wanted to host it, and I said, of course. And so we just kind of started off by doing a raffle that was just going to include some prizes, like some X-Works products.
Right.
Alex and I were put in some Noble and Nike stuff, and then it kind of turned into, like, it started getting a lot of movement behind it, and we turned it into something where we reached out to a lot of other CrossFitters and were able to get them to donate a jersey that we would auction off. And in total, I can actually count it right now while we're on the phone. I just got to find the photo of how many people donated the jerseys and companies that donated product. But with all of that stuff, we were able to raise over $35,000.
Wow.
So that exceeded my expectations, and I was really, really thankful that people bought into what we were doing and that we were able to kind of give back to the community using CrossFit as the method to do so. So including myself, I'm just going to run through the list. These are all the people that donated the jerseys. Myself, Alex Anderson, Camille LeBlanc-Bazinet, Lauren Fisher, Brooke Wells, Travis Williams, Alex Smith, Travis Mayer, Pamela Gagnon, Michelle Laton, 12 Labors CrossFit donated a jersey from their team, Bethany Branahan, Branham, Carly Fuerer, I don't know how to pronounce it.
Right.
Fuerer, Elizabeth Akinwale, Jacob Hefner, Sam Dancer, Sarah Sigmund's daughter, Samuel Kwan, Elijah Muhammad, Nathan Branwit. And I think that covers everybody. And then on the prize side, we had, let me go back to that for the prizes. X-Works donated some stuff, Nike, Sidekick, Exosleeve, Perfect Bar, Romwad, and Noble. So really cool that everybody was willing to give back and help out people that were in need in that time.
To, we're talking to Noah Olson right here. Just talked about just the great amount of support that he has gotten, that he did get, you know, when him and Alex Anderson were putting together that fundraiser for Houston and all the money. How were you guys affected? I know you and your girlfriend and some other people actually stayed in Miami when the other hurricane was coming through. How are you guys doing? How are things down there? How's Peak 360? And how's the area now removed a couple, you know, almost 3-4 weeks?
Man, luckily, thank goodness, we were very, very minorly impacted by the hurricane. I mean, there was a lot of wind and rain, and it took out some trees and a little bit of power, but for the most part, everybody was super safe. Nobody got injured, as far as I know, and not a lot of damage to houses or buildings or anything like that. It was just a lot of tree debris and power outages. So,
because I know they were talking about how that was going to, you know, hit you guys directly on, and I know that was, you know, the worry of a lot of people in Florida.
Yeah, no, it definitely was. We were super nervous. It actually ended up kind of swinging around to the West Coast before it hit us. So I think we got really lucky, and that kind of weakened it for those guys on the West Coast too.
Right.
But from what I've heard, man, the hurricane right after that, Maria, like really, really did some damage to Puerto Rico, and they're having a hard time down there. And considered maybe trying to do another raffle, and I'm still thinking about it because, I mean, just because we did one and helped out one group of people, if there's somebody else in need,
definitely.
I don't know. Maybe there's a way we can help them out too, but haven't put that into play at all yet.
Now, Noah, it has been, and you're very aware of it, I think the entire CrossFit community is very aware of everything that has gone down in the last, man, 24 to 36 hours within the CrossFit universe. You put out a statement yesterday. Go ahead. I'm going to open the mic up to you to kind of give your thoughts on the whole Ricky Garrard thing, the whole drug testing policy. You can say whatever you want. You cannot say whatever you want. It's up to you. But I wanted to, you know, obviously when I sent you the email, none of this stuff had gone down, and we kind of were planning on doing this before that whole thing happened. Is there anything that you want to say that you did not say in your post, or is there anything that maybe you want to say to other athletes out there or to Ricky Garrard himself?
I won't say anything like directly to Ricky as a person, just because As far as I know, I've interacted with him a few times, and he's a good kid. Obviously, he made a poor decision and is kind of suffering from that now in more than a few ways. I can't imagine being in that situation, but it's been a little bit of a whirlwind from when I first read the article that talked about him being disqualified, and I did speak about it on Instagram, just kind of my processing personally. It was exciting at first because I would get to move up a little bit, and then I started playing with the numbers to see if maybe it would have bumped me onto the podium, and then more than anything, it was just a little bit frustrating to think that if that weren't the case, like, it just changes everything.
Because right.
If I was going into the final event in fourth place and had a chance to get on the podium rather than being 30 points out, like, it would have just changed, I think, a little bit of the dynamic of how you attack the final event. Rather than being kind of defeated with no chance, there would have been some fire in there that I did have a chance. And I don't know. It was a little bit of a bummer, but what I can do is let it just fuel me up and give me more belief that I do belong right up there at the top and try to prove it with no doubt next year.
Let's talk about the CrossFit Games. And, you know, with all the controversy over the last couple of days aside, how do you feel that you did at the CrossFit Games this year after the first, you know, really going into the last couple of days? You were right up there, right atop of the leaderboard. How did you personally feel that the CrossFit Games went for you this year compared to previous years that you've been in it?
So this year was my best finish ever. I would have said fifth place, but I guess now fourth. I'm not entirely sure if that's confirmed.
Right.
But that's an improvement from 8th, 8th, and 15th that I took the 3 years prior. So I should be happy, and I am a little bit, but it's kind of just a bittersweet feeling because I was so close to getting onto the podium, and that's like a big goal of mine, is to make it onto the podium at the CrossFit Games.
Right.
So to be right there and on the final day be sitting in second place and really feeling like I had it locked in, and then just have one workout where my one part of my body kind of shut down on me and like I don't know the word for it, but kind of almost out of my control, that kind of sent me plummeting off the podium, was obviously pretty heartbreaking and frustrating. So it was hard to be excited about finishing so high when I could have finished even higher.
When you look at just how close you were, and I know it's obviously a bittersweet thing, you know, you were up in that top three pretty much the entire weekend or the entire week leading up to those last couple of days. You had, you know, one or two bad events that pushed you down. When you look at the overall kind of the CrossFit Games as a whole, you know, obviously this was your best finish so far at the CrossFit Games. Going into this next year of training, going into right after the CrossFit Games, what does that make you? Is there anything that you're going to try to change, whether it's in your training, your diet, whatever it may be, to make sure that you're coming back stronger and better than ever next year?
It's exciting because I only worked with Max El-Haj of Training Think Tank for about 8 months prior to the games this season, and obviously made a lot of improvement
right
in a short amount of time working with him. So to look forward and know that now I have even more time to continue to improve and have not just 8 months, but now a year and 8 months under his tutelage and spending a lot of time up in Atlanta with them, I just think that obviously is going to continue to get better and better.
When you look, how was your opinion of Madison this year? You're actually the first athlete we've talked to on the record, on the podcast since the games. Tell us about your opinions of Madison. Talk to us about what you thought about Madison kind of as a venue and as the new home for the CrossFit Games, at least for the next few years.
I liked it, man. My first take on the venue was that it kind of reminded me, before all the craziness had started, we went and checked it out, and it reminded me a little bit of a regional venue.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I was thinking, okay, well, I've done really well at regionals for the past 4 years.
Right.
First, second, and first. So that bodes well for me. I was thinking if I can kind of tap into that same vibe as regionals, then I'll have a good week. And then it kind of, like, throughout the week, obviously it proves to be a much bigger event than just the regionals would, but it did seem a little bit more mellow than California. Just the vibe and the weather and just everything was kind of, like, gray and glum, and as opposed to, like, bright, hot, loud, crazy California, which I kind of enjoyed. It helps you as a competitor to not be so amped up at all times. Like, obviously, I had to get amped up for the workouts, but afterwards, cooling down, it was a little easier to just mellow out
right
when the environment was a little bit more conducive to that.
Now, we're going to switch gear. We're talking to Noah Olson. And Noah, we would not be, I would not be a good interviewer. I would not be a good person to not ask you about the recent team series victory that you and Travis Mayer had. Talk to us about how you and Travis, obviously you guys are very good friends, how you guys decided to team up and how the workouts went for you guys, especially with you traveling so much. I'm sure you didn't really have much sleep coming back from France for that second week.
Yeah, man, it was pretty wild, to be honest. When we decided to team up and go for it out at the games, we spent a week ahead of time at the games in a house with Max, our coach, and thought that it'd be really cool that once it was all over to do that as, like, our first competition in the season.
Right.
And so pretty close to when it was happening, I told Travis, yeah, go ahead and sign us up. Sounds like fun. We'll come up there. He just wanted to let me know that he said, hey, my second baby is due
right
around the time when this first week is going to be announced. So I might be a little tired, but whatever, I'll give it the best I got. And I said, yeah, man, that's totally fine with me. I should be good to go. And then so he signed us up, and shortly after was when I started planning and getting all set to go to France.
Right.
And it just so happened that in coordinating times and everything, the competition fell, like, right after. It was the weekend, actually, that the first set of team series workouts were announced. And then when we'd be coming back would be basically the tail end of when the last 2 weeks of the team series events were due.
Right.
And so it was going to be so complicated to figure out flights and everything that I was getting ready to call Travis and tell him, hey, man, I'm so sorry. It's not going to work. I'm not going to be able to do it. It doesn't make sense. But I don't know. My girlfriend and I talked about it, and I said, screw it. Let's go for it. We'll find a way to make it work. We'll find flights that'll get us back just in time. So what we ended up doing was on Wednesday for the first week, I flew up Wednesday afternoon. They announced the workouts, and we did two of them. Or I'm sorry. We did one of them on Wednesday evening.
Okay.
They announced the rest of them that evening, and on all of Thursday we did the other three. And then on Friday morning, super early, I flew back to Miami, went home, picked up my girlfriend, and went back to the airport and flew to France that Friday night.
Okay.
So we spent the whole week in France and Spain traveling around doing all this fun but crazy stuff.
Right.
And then on Sunday morning in France, they had already announced the workouts. I'm sorry, it was Saturday evening. They had announced the second week of workouts that Wednesday. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday have gone by. We haven't done any of the workouts. I'm still in Spain. Saturday evening, we flew back to Miami. And then Sunday morning, got up and flew to Atlanta in the morning, Joanne and I. And then we had basically the rest of Sunday and all of Monday to do the second set of workouts. And we were able to pull it off and somehow get the W by the end of it all.
Was there one workout within the 2 weeks that you thought was your favorite or that you guys really enjoyed most?
We enjoyed all of them for sure. And I think that Travis and I are pretty different athletes in some ways and similar in others.
But yeah,
we were able to really play our strengths off of each other. For example, the 100 calorie row, 100 total bar, like, I'm pretty good at gymnastics and total bar. Travis is a phenomenal rower. So basically he crushed the majority of the row.
Right.
I knocked out as many total bar as I could, and he kind of cleaned up for me. So workouts like that worked out really well. Our best finish, obviously, based on the leaderboard and the way we felt, was the Team Jackie. We both did really well in that, and that was the only one that we took first on, I think, across the board. And there was one that we had a little bit of trouble with on the dumbbell snatch and the muscle-ups that I was worried was going to almost knock us out of contention. I thought we were going to take like a 20th place on that one workout alone.
Right.
And we got lucky, and we only took, I think, 8th on that. So we were able to survive on the bad workout that we thought.
Well, I'm pretty sure you guys were the only team that did not have a finish outside the top 10 out of all the male pairs. And you guys dethroned arguably two of the fittest men ever, two guys that had never lost in the team series before.
Yeah, man, I almost feel guilty about that because I like both of those guys. Ben and Scott are great guys and obviously amazing competitors, because I actually didn't even know that they had signed up until we saw their names on the leaderboard after the first week.
Right.
Travis and I were kind of thinking that. We were like, man, we got this. I don't, like, nobody else that I know of has signed up. Looks like we're beating everybody by a lot. And then, boom, Scott and Ben put in their scores 1 point ahead of us. And we were like, oh, man, that's going to be a tough team to beat. And so on week two, we knew we were behind, and we're like, whatever, let's give it all that we got and just try to keep up with them. We saw the video, they each back squatted 500, so we had a huge advantage there. And honestly, on Monday morning, I was getting kind of down, like, man, I don't think we're going to win. These guys probably took it from us, but we were able to sneak one out on them, as good as they are. So it was pretty a good feeling to be able to do that.
Awesome. Well, Noah, thanks so much for taking some time. One last question. If you could recommend any, this is not CrossFit related, this has nothing to do with fitness. This is actually the opposite of fitness. When you're just hanging out doing nothing, is there one show that you kind of have a guilty pleasure for, whether it's, you know, on Netflix, on Hulu, whatever it may be? Is there one show that you just either love binge watching, or that's like a weekly show that you cannot miss?
Man, I don't have like a big long-term one. I wish I did, so I always had something to watch.
Right.
But we've gone through a couple different, like, of the new shows that are all only one season, and I can kind of give you a list of the Netflix shows that I know we've watched recently. Ozark.
Okay.
Really good. I enjoyed. What else have we watched? We watched 13 Reasons Why. Man, I feel like I wish I could pull up my Netflix right now. There's like three or four others. Stranger Things was awesome. I know that's coming back out.
Oh, I cannot wait till Stranger Things comes back out.
Yeah, that was really good. Westworld we watched. What else? I know there's one or two more that I'm forgetting, but I don't watch too much TV, but every now and then on like a weeknight or whatever, when Joanne and I are just trying to wind down, we'll throw something on. So those were probably the more recent ones that I've watched, and I'm looking forward to season two of a lot of them.
Awesome. Well, Noah, thanks so much again for taking some time chatting with us. I know it has been a crazy last month or two for you, but we appreciate the time, and we'll see you down in Miami for Wadapalooza.
Yeah, man, thank you. And I'll add in there real quick. I'm not supposed to, actually, so I might get in trouble, but whatever. I'm excited about it. I was invited to be on Team USA for the Invitational. So
awesome.
The craziness is going to continue, and we're going to head out to Australia the beginning of November.
Awesome. That's exciting. We are excited to see you compete with Team USA. And thanks so much, and we'll catch you down the road.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it, Robbie.
Thanks, man.
See you.